We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Denise Nakano, and here's what's happening. Nearly 50 shots were fired at a car in North Philly, and one of the bullets grazed an 8-year-old in the head. KYW's Mike Doherty tells us two other teens were hurt in separate shootings.
A group of men was waiting on 13th Street near Temple's main campus in North Philly for another group in a car, and nearly 50 shots were fired. Here's Deputy Commissioner John Stanford.
Unfortunately, there's an 8-year-old little girl that's on the other side of the street here who is struck in the head with a graze wound at this point in time. There's a male that's inside of the vehicle who sustained a gunshot wound as well to the leg.
Stanford says both were rushed to the hospital. A 16-year-old boy was shot three times in the back around 4 o'clock near Frederick Douglass Elementary School. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition. A 16-year-old girl is also listed in critical condition after being shot one time in South Philly at around 7 o'clock. So far, no arrests have been made in any of these shootings. Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police have arrested a man wanted for the unprovoked attacks on two students at subway stops. The attacks happened earlier this month. In the first, at the Walnut Locust station, a man choked and threw down a 17-year-old Central High School student. And then 4 days later, SEPTA police say the same man's seen on video stepping off a train at the City Hall station and punching a 13-year-old Masterman student in the face. Neither girl suffered serious physical injuries. SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says 27-year-old Tori Egypt Greer was taken into custody around noon.
We did have officers monitoring locations where we believed he may be.
The victims were of Asian descent, but Bush says the investigation continues into whether the attacks constituted hate crimes.
These are horrific attacks, particularly when we have students using the transit system to get to and from school. We want that to be a safe ride for them.
Bush says SEPTA has deployed additional police on the system during the hours students are heading to and from school. The Philadelphia School District is working to improve the on-time performance of its yellow buses. And as we hear from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo, the district says nearly a third of the time the buses are late to school.
There's a lot that can keep a school bus from running on time, says District Chief Operating Officer Reggie McNeil. Drivers calling out and accidents slowing traffic are just a few. He told the school board last night that in the first month of the school year, district yellow buses had an on-time performance rate of 71%. And that, he said, was an improvement.
We've gained some efficiencies on placement of routes through our analysts. So that's how we're able to get to the level of 71% that we reported earlier. It was much worse last year.
Older students ride SEPTA, but those in grades 1 to 6 who live at least a mile and a half from their school generally ride yellow buses. McNeil said a 100% on-time performance is the goal, but the district is realistic.
It would be good if we can achieve right now 80%.
McNeil says it also takes up to 10 days for a student who requests bus transportation to be approved and assigned a route. He said the district gets thousands of requests at the beginning of the year, and he's working to streamline that process too. At school headquarters, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Displaced residents of the Logan apartment building that partially collapsed this month have come to an agreement with a property owner who will move them out of shelter housing. Here's KYW's Adas Kuznets with the update.
The landlord and tenants of 1220 Lindley Avenue came to an agreement that the owner will put the displaced residents up at a designated hotel for 28 days. Osarague Osa Edo with Community Legal Services says after that, tenants can opt to break their lease and be refunded 3 months of their rent or sign a new lease with the same landlord at a different building. But she says he's still subject to additional lawsuits from the tenants.
This was just to get people housed, to get people in, you know, a safer location in the immediate future.
Rosa Abraham doesn't think the deal goes far enough.
It's still not the going rate of rent right now. So how are you supposed to afford that?
But Joshua Allen says he's happy he has a new place to stay, at least temporarily. He says he just wants to get his money back and move on.
I don't want extra stuff. I just want what is mine. If you owe me money and I can't stay on your property no more, just take care of me so I can take care of myself and we can move forward.
At City Hall, Hadass Kuznets, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
There's nothing like being in person. That's Councilman Mike Driscoll's takeaway from the City Council's first in-person meeting since March of 2020. And now he hopes Council will be an example for other businesses to get workers back into the office. Here's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
People were excited. We're back.
Council President Darrell Clark was happy to return to council chambers.
We're going to continue to do the people's business. We'll do it in public.
There were four fewer councilmen after resignations mandated by the city charter for members who plan to run for mayor. With just 13 members, council managed to pass 24 bills and resolutions. Several of them were land transfers for council's Turn the Key initiative. Clark says 400 parcels have now been transferred to developers to build affordable housing.
We will be subsidizing homeowners as opposed to subsidizing the construction. That money will go a lot further.
New legislation introduced in council includes a proposal for a citizen watchdog fund to give rewards to people reporting quality of life issues.
The city's 311 line already receives close to 30,000 reports a month, so providing a $500 reward could become costly. That's the All Local. I'm Denise Nakano. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.